All right, vulva massage. And it seems simple, but this has been one of the cornerstones of Betty's practice. The first step in taking ownership of your body, of genital pride, releasing yourself from genital shame. We have been raised in a very oppressive, you know, gender binary, black, white kind of environment. We never see images of real genitals. When we do see them, they're surgically enhanced. And from the time that we're small children, when we touch ourselves, our hand is moved away or slapped. There's some kind of negative moment. And that basically breaks your sexual development. As soon as we're touching ourselves, because if you leave kids alone, they will touch themselves without fail. All of the moms out there know that. Anyone who's been around children, you really can't keep their hands off their genitals. It's happy. It's fun. It's adventurous. It's only when an adult will step in and move a hand away, slap a hand, stop doing that. Do you have to go potty? And that is the first kind of shutdown in your sexual development. So what we're going to do is we're going to touch ourselves. I mean, imagine that we can, you know, go to doctors, have lovers and partners touch us, and we've never touched ourselves. We don't know all the amazing little folds and creases and where it feels best to be touched on our body. So you're going to have almond oil. You don't have to use almond oil. You can use coconut oil, any kind of clean organic oil. You could even in a pinch use olive oil. I mean, you'll smell like salad, but you can use it. It's kind of hard right now to get things now that we're all in quarantine. So do your best. Get an oil. Oil is going to increase sensation. It's going to make everything feel better. So you're going to get in a quiet room, shut the door, lay back on your bed. You're going to be on your back, hips, shoulder width apart, legs bent on your back, and you're going to put a whole bunch of oil in your hands, and you're going to rub your hands together so your hands are completely oiled. Then you're going to move up the front of your vulva, hand over hand, like a cat cleaning themselves. And you're just going to take a breath, release it. Orgasm is not the goal. Our goal here is to touch ourselves and have that be a positive experience. So now that you're oiled up, keep on touching. Make sure all the folds, the inner and outer labia, are all oiled. I want you to take your pointer and your middle finger, make like a V. And I want you to start from the top where your clitoris is and go between your inner and outer labia. How does that feel? Take a breath. Slide your fingers just up and down. Notice where it feels the most sensitive. Enjoy the good feelings. Maybe you don't feel anything. That's okay. But it's interesting how the more we touch ourselves, the more we feel. That's why this is going to be a practice that we do again and again every day for a few weeks. Now take your fingers, go over your clitoral gland at the top of your labia, gentle little circles. Does it feel nice? Does it feel positive? Back and forth, just take a breath. Now you can take your other hand if you want and pull up on your pubic mound, the skin at the top of your pubic mound. That will expose the clitoris more. Now rub. Do you notice a difference? Breathe. Now you might be feeling a lot If you haven't really touched your clitoris ever and now you're doing it for the first time, this can be intense. Take your time. Keep breathing. Pleasure can be an unfamiliar sensation for us that we sometimes can confuse as pain because it's unfamiliar and all we know is that it's intense, and pleasure is very intense. Keep on running your fingers. You might not feel anything. You might have a clitoris that feels numb. That's because you've been so disassociated from your sex organ. But whether it's hypersensitive or numb, it's the same routine. We're going to just keep on touching, keep on touching. We're sensitizing ourselves to touch. Now pull sideways to the side your outer labia. See how that feels. Maybe take your hand and give your whole vulva a tap. Just a tap like that. That can help get blood into the area. And it can feel really good. The tap is one of my favorites. Okay, now we're going to take our middle finger and we're going to feel the opening of our vagina. Just feel around the outside with the almond oil. And you might want to add a little bit more lube. If you're feeling like it's not gliding as much as you want, add some more lube. That's fine. You can never really have too much oil on your vulva. Sense the outside of the opening. Then slowly slip your finger in. See how far you can go in. Now, do you feel all the way back your cervix? It feels like a baseball. Now, some women have a long vaginal tract. Some women have a short vaginal tract. So you might not be able to feel it, but you should if you put your finger in and reach back. See if you can feel your cervix. I mean, that's kind of amazing that we can have babies and give birth and have menstrual cycles and we've never touched our cervix. A great site is beautifulcervix.com. You can see a cervix at different stages, different days of the month to see before and after a menstrual cycle. It's pretty amazing. Now notice, go like 2 to 3 inches in and curl your finger up. And slowly move your finger in a come hither, they call it, fashion, where you're just kind of saying, come here, just slowly stroke. Notice if you feel anything, if it feels more intense or ticklish, or however you want to describe the feeling, but see where it feels the most, where you feel the most. Our vaginal ceilings, that's our urethral sponge, what they call the G-spot. Betty hates the G-spot because it makes it sound too simple and the sensation can travel and it's not a spot that you can just hit and have an orgasm. But notice that sensation. That's why we're going to be moving forward to clitoral stimulation with vaginal penetration. Take a breath. Now slowly take your finger out and then look at your finger. Is there mucus on your finger? Depending on where you are in your cycle, it can be thick, it can be thin. Take your middle finger and put it against your thumb and then stretch out whatever came out on your hand. See if it's stringy. You know, you do that test to see if you're ovulating. Now give your finger a smell. That's what your sex organ smells like. It's pretty amazing. Now give it a little taste. Put it in your finger, just taste it. And this is a great exercise for when we feel nervous that a lover might judge the way we taste. You'll notice it's like, what? It's a little salty, maybe a little briny. Sometimes it can be a little sweet depending on what we've eaten, depending on our pH. Take a breath. Now let's get back to our vulvas. Now let's let our fingers travel down to that little space, the space between our vaginal opening and our anus. That's the perineum. Just run your finger around, back and forth. Feel how that feels. For some reason, after I gave birth and I had a C-section, my perineum got really, really sensitive. Then run your fingers all the way from the top of your clit, past your labia, down to your perineum. Like, really get in there. If you think about when we get a deep tissue massage, right? How deep they go and for how long? And most of us get a genital grab, a little bit of penetration, and it's over. Just really get in there and love your body. Touch those parts of your bodies, every inch, all those blood vessels and nerve endings. It's really what we're trying to get started here. Now trace your finger just around your anus, just to feel it, just to touch it. So many of us have these weird hang-ups about, you know, that part of our body and any kind of smell or it's dirty, but just touch. Feel all the little folds. It's really kind of interesting. I find myself squatting in the shower when I soap up and I just run my fingers over my clitoris, down past my labia, my perineum, my anus. So if you're feeling like a little germ phobe, try it in the shower with some soap if that's an issue, but just touching every aspect. Because remember, our pelvic floor muscle, all those muscles that go like a figure eight around our clitoris, our vaginal opening, our anus. It's all working. It's all squeezing. It's filling up with blood. It's all together. Now let's move back up. Now we've touched every part of our body. We have taken ownership of our body, and there's no part of our body that we think is bad or wrong. It's beautiful. The unique folds, the supple mucous membranes. I mean, it's pretty fantastic. You're pretty fantastic. Now let's move up. Let's add some more oil. And let's just, whatever stroke feels good for you. If it's a long stroke up and down, try how that feels. If it's a circular stroke, see how that feels. Make sure your fingers run over your clitoral gland and then do a kind of a wider circle past your labia too. Remember, we have erectile tissue in that internal clitoris. Run your fingers down. Pull your pelvic mound. Get all that area exposed, sensitized. Just keep on rubbing. Take a breath. See if you're feeling a little heat. You feel a little warm, a little tingly. Take a breath. Run your finger up to the right above your clitoral gland on your clitoral hood. Take your finger and move back and forth. Feel that little rubber band? It feels like there's a rubber band that attaches from our clitoral gland to our pubic bone. Feel that. That feels really intense, doesn't it? And it feels nice. Take a breath. Add some more lube. Keep on going. Keep on rubbing. The outer labia, the inner labia. Feel what feels best. What feels right. Now let's think about something that we find stimulating at the same time. A moment. Maybe it's with a past lover. Maybe it's with someone you've always wanted to be with. Maybe it's the idea of being watched right now. Someone looking through your window, watching you touch yourself, love yourself. There's nothing more erotic than a woman who's feeling pleasure by herself. Think about a scene of a movie. What could it be? Maybe someone getting spanked. Maybe rope bondage. Maybe just a beautiful kiss between two people. When people really want each other, it can be so stimulating. Maybe you're in an exotic location. Maybe you're on the beach with the sun on your skin as you touch yourself. Keep on going with the oil. Let's work our pelvic floor. Squeeze your pelvic floor and then release it. As you touch your clitoris with the oil, and we're doing our massage squeeze. Release. Squeeze. Release. Let out some sounds. So often we're quiet. Now we have a lot of time and we can be as loud as we want. Let out some sounds. Let out a sigh. Ah. Ooh. It's okay to make sounds. When we release sounds, it keeps us breathing. We hear our animal. Ooh. Keep on touching. Sometimes when we close our eyes, we do a little sensate focus. We go within and we can feel more. Feel how beautiful your vulva is. This beautiful labia. The plump clit. Notice how your sex organ feels larger. Is it filling with blood? Are you getting excited? Keep on going. You deserve pleasure. You deserve this. And it feels so good. And you can have an orgasm. I'm not going to let you. Just keep on. Add some lube. Just feel how dynamic your sex organ is. How amazing your sex organ is. You have a clitoris devoted purely to pleasure. She can go and go and go and go. Squeeze that pelvic floor, release. Keep breathing. Keep on massaging. Maybe bring your other hand in. Use both your hands. Feel how that feels. Think about all the women that could be listening to this right now, touching themselves all over the world. This is your vulva. She belongs to you. Your orgasm is your orgasm. You don't have to explain to anyone. You don't need any validation. You are divine. You can have multiple orgasms. A clitoris never ages. You can go till you're 90 like Betty. You can keep on going. It's never too late. You're just getting started. Keep on touching. Squeeze your pelvic floor. Release. Squeeze and release. Make some sound. Maybe have one of your hands come up and just play with your nipple just a little bit. Just see how that feels. Some women have no sensitivity in their nipples. Some have a little and some have a whole lot. Move it back and forth. See how that feels. Notice how your body responds. Sometimes in our minds, we don't think something is arousing. But if you looked at your body, oh, if someone was watching you, if I was there watching you, I could tell you, you are getting excited. You're in the mid-level of arousal. Touching and sensing and feeling. Clitoris is like a little pearl. Sometimes the more she gets excited, the firmer she gets. Just remember, you're getting that internal erection. We're taking our fingers like a wishbone and going between our labia to get the legs and the bulbs of the clitoris. And it feels so good. It feels too good to stop. Okay. So those are the basics of the vulva massage, and I kind of wanted to be there with you to help first couple of go-arounds. This is something like a meditation, a practice that we do, whether it's the first thing you want to do in the morning when you wake up, maybe it's something you do in the shower if you're living with family, maybe it's something you do at night before you go to sleep. Just becomes a daily ritual to get in touch with yourself and to get in touch with your genitals. What a wonderful moment to take each day of our lives to be thankful. Thankful that we're women. Thankful that we're capable of endless pleasure. And thankful that we're taking the time for ourselves. You've taken that step. So much courage and so much strength. Thank you.